Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So I want you to bear with me, if you would, please, for this segment and for some other segments I've got coming up between now and Election Day. Because I'm going to talk to some folks who you may not normally think of as a part of the conservative family. And the fact that you may not think of them as a part of your family could be part of the problem. If Donald Trump wins here on November 3rd or in the days after November 3rd, I think we're going to find that some groups that have been outsiders in the past, and maybe traditionally, or have not been welcomed in the Republican Party, have decided, you know what, the conservative philosophy and the Republican Party in general has a lot to offer me. And I'm talking about gay groups, African Americans, Latinos, new immigrants to the country, people that, you know, if you listen to the liberals, they'd say, you have no place in the Republican big tent. It's not big tent enough for you. And I think maybe that's being challenged, especially this year with the different attitude from Donald Trump. I mean, you know, everybody attacks him as being such a jerk. But if you actually look at him and his life history, he's reached out and supported a lot of people that haven't traditionally been Republican voters. Somebody who knows a little bit about this is Bob Cable. He's the chairman of the Log Cabin Republicans. I've known him for, probably 20 years, and used to see him pretty frequently when I lived up in Washington when I was working in the Senate. He worked in the Senate. He's worked for governors. And he was a gay Republican. I don't want to say it's sexy now or it's acceptable now or fun now, but Bob, you were open about who you were long before it was okay to acknowledge it.
Yes. Hey, John, thank you for inviting me on your show.
I'm so glad to have you here. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I worked in the Reagan White House in the first term.
Wow.
And most everybody knew I was gay, at least the people in my immediate office. I was in the Senate liaison office, mm-hmm. and they all knew my partner, and it just wasn't an issue.
Did they just ignore it, or was it something people talked about?
We were really too busy to really concentrate on people's personal lives. But mm-hmm. I just never sensed any animosity or sense at all. Of course, that was at the beginning of the AIDS era. And we really, gays, particularly gay men who were dying of getting sick and dying of AIDS, we really had no friends. So on either side of it. So it took a lot of effort to develop support and get to where we are now with that disease. So, yeah.
So a lot of folks that I know who the few who still talk to me who are gay activists in the Democrat Party say, how can you possibly stay in the Republican Party? And they say, Ronald Reagan practically wanted you to die, and Donald Trump hates gays, and he's done so much damage to the gay community. And I look at it and I think, you know what? I completely disagree. I, to be honest with you, I don't know whether you'd agree with this. The people who've been most hostile to me professionally and personally have been gay leftists who
absolutely
don't want
absolutely
me to live my life as I see fit.
Exactly. They don't understand. I mean, they don't want to understand. And that's it. You know, there's a saying among gay Republicans that it's easier to come out as gay in the straight community than it is to come out as a Republican in the gay community, because you just almost automatically get criticized. And, you know, I've always taken the position that if somebody doesn't want to talk to me or deal with me because of my politics, that's really their loss, not really mine. So, but this is with President Trump. You know, I mean, he's often referred to as the most pro-gay president, which a lot of people find is really bizarre, but it really stems from his history in New York as a business leader before becoming ever even thinking of running for president. And in fact, in Mar-a-Lago, he was the first club owner to allow the same-sex couples in Mar-a-Lago. I mean, it goes way, way back. He also lost a lot of friends to AIDS, like a lot of us did. And so he's very sensitive to that. And he has launched the most aggressive, highly targeted HIV and AIDS program of any president. A lot of presidents have been very good on AIDS, but this program is especially good. But the gay left just won't give him any credit for that. He's also launched, he's the very first Republican candidate for president. Of course, he's a sitting president, to actually have an LGBT coalition as part of his campaign. It's called Trump Pride, and that's the very first. I think he deserves a lot of credit for doing that. In fact, we've just had Trump Pride. I'm on the board of Trump Pride. Mm-hmm. We've just had really sellout events in Phoenix, Philadelphia, and Tampa during the past week. And we've had members of his family there, Laura Trump, Tiffany Trump, and, of course, Ambassador Rick Grenell is his main liaison with the LGBT community.
Yeah, and Rick Grenell has really stood up for conservatives in a way that some conservatives haven't been willing to do for themselves.
He really has, yes. He's a remarkable person.
Your book that's just coming out is called Inside and Out, The Odyssey of a Gay Conservative. And I know what emails I'm going to get from some of the people who seem to like me okay, but don't like it when I talk about this on the air, which I don't really apologize for. I know it's a little uncomfortable for some people in the audience, but how do you reconcile being a conservative in the Republican Party which I think correctly is the home of evangelical Christians, some of whom really are philosophically upset about this and morally repulsed by the idea of being in the same room with gay people. I don't think it's as bad as some people make it out to be, but there's some people who are upset about that. How do you find a home in this party and actually go out and advocate for other gay men and women to contemplate voting for Republicans?
Well, first of all, ever since I've been in Washington a long time. I moved to D.C. in 1975 to work in the Senate, and then, as I said, worked in the Reagan administration, then was in private law and lobbying practice for many years. Ever since I can remember, there have been gay men and women in the Republican Party. And at times it was really very difficult. I was the first elected member of the Republican National Committee. I was elected chairman of the D.C. Republican Party in 2005, and I just wrapped up my second 4-year term as the National Committee man. So I served on the RNC for 16 years. I've dealt with a lot of evangelicals in the party. And yes, there's some who at least initially are abhorrent by it. But I think over time, I think being open in an entity in an organization like the RNC, I was the first, but there have been other gay people who have been elected as members of the Republican National Committee. I think it makes a lot of difference. But I'm just a conservative. I was raised in Ohio in a fairly conservative. My parents were not rabid political people, but they were, everybody in my family were Republicans, and they're business people, small business people. I've always been pro-business, and I just can't abide by some of the things, particularly the Democratic Party is promoting in recent years. Mm-hmm. Part of what I do in the book is talk about how the both parties have changed over the decades. And I think, you know, it covers a lot of territory. You know, it covers, roughly 60 years. Mm-hmm. And it covers, like I said, it covers a whole lot of territory. So there's kind of something in there for everyone. I'm delighted that on the release date of September 15th, Amazon had already sold out of their initial supply, so they've ordered more, and they're so that's it's available on Amazon. Well,
it's a really interesting story, Bob, that you've got, and you know you got to have a steel spine to endure the attacks from both sides and really believe in conservative principles in order to take such a public position, and I've always admired you for it, and I'm happy to tell people about it. So let's talk politics in our last minute here. Do you think that on the day after the election, and they start going through the exit polls, that there are going to be a lot of gay citizens who secretly voted for Donald Trump who didn't tell anybody about it? Just like the prediction seems to be there are going to be a lot of African Americans who won't tell pollsters but will vote for
him. Absolutely. I think it's the same thing. I think he will do much better at this election with the LGBT community than I did in 2016. But I think he'll certainly get in the high 20s, maybe 30% of the vote. Mm-hmm. And I've seen clips from some of these rallies that Trump Pride has had in these major cities, and they are very well. There's high energy, and there are just a lot of people who like the fact that he's a doer. You know, he gets things done. And they're also tired of being told what to think. So I think he's going to do quite well.
That's something that may unite Americans, is that you don't want to be lectured to about how you must do
exactly.
this because you're in one
exactly.
group.
You must think a certain way because of this particular aspect of your life, you know.
Listen, Bob Cable, I think you'll find the book interesting, even if this is a little, you know, I'm not sure how I feel about this. Why not get the book and take a read? I mean, may I ask how old you are, Bob?
I am 73.
Okay, so there are probably a lot of people in my audience who are right on track with you age-wise. It would be interesting, I think, objectively to say, here's somebody who's 73. This is what they went through in the same decades that I was living my life. How does it compare and contrast? Yeah. I think that's a fascinating thing. The book is Inside and Out, The Odyssey of a Gay Conservative. My friend Bob Cable, I'm glad to have you on the air here, and hope we'll get you down to Richmond sometime to speak to
our crowd. Well, I look forward to that. Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.